Here's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, partly sunny, less humid today, mid-80s. Tomorrow, sunny with a dry breeze, lower 80s. Sunny on Friday, 80. Saturday, sun and clouds in the lower 80s. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments here on Robin Hood Radio. The Sharon Historical Society Museum announces paintings by General Fair Service. This museum is pleased to announce the opening of that exhibit at the gallery of the paintings by General Fair Service to be held at the Sharon Historical Society on September 3rd until October 14th. The public is invited to attend the artist opening reception Saturday, September 3rd from 5 till 7. As always, a portion of all purchase proceeds will support the Sharon Historical Society and Museum's mission. They're located in the Sharon Historical Society Museum, 18 Main Street in Sharon. New York property taxes for some seniors could be cut in half. How would it work? Well, retired police officer Charlotte Dallas, who has lived more than 30 years in her modest two-bedroom home in Tarrytown, this summer contemplated selling her house with the tax bill escalating. But the thinking about that changed when about $35,000 in income shifted in August after learning about changes in the tax law. Those changes would reduce her tax bill from $9,000 to about $2,700. But that only happens if all four taxing jurisdictions that levy taxes on her home agree to raise taxes on the income limit for other New Yorkers. New York's most generous tax breaks, the senior citizen exemption. Disabled New York homeowners have similar exemptions where income limits would go up too. The exemptions cut by 50% the taxable value of the home, with other exemptions like enhanced STAR or veterans exemptions added to the senior exemption. To receive that full tax cut, she would need to approve of the higher income limits from the town of Greenberg, village of Tarrytown, Westchester County, and the Tarrytown School District. It's a decision every school district in the state will have to make this year. That decision has consequences for more than the elderly homeowners looking to age in place. Unlike STAR exemptions, which are backfilled with state money to make school districts whole, the senior citizen tax exemption comes without state funding. That means the tax cut for senior homeowners will be picked up by all of the taxpayers in those jurisdictions. Well, if you've been driving the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, you know that the construction, the repaving on the one bridge has really created lots of traffic pattern pains. While the final overlay or top coating of pavement on the north span was put down during the overnight hours this past weekend, according to the New York State Bridge Authority, said they completed the work for the span's $95 million redecking project. As far as anything like that is visible to the public, that means traffic patterns are about to return to normal. There's still work going on, but on the underside of the North Span, that will not affect traffic. Reminder, Housatonic Valley Regional High School open house will be held Thursday, September 22nd, 6:45 in the Henry Burgess Auditorium. And the Hillsdale Pumpkin Festival returns this fall on October 8th to Hillsdale, New York. So meetings going on today in and around our tri-state region, and tomorrow in Salisbury, the subcommittee meeting for the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission will be held today at 6 p.m. On September 3rd in Sharon, the Board of Assessment meets at 9 a.m. In Salisbury, Pope Land Design Committee meets tomorrow from 10 a.m. and the Conservation Commission meets at 6 p.m. In Kent, Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting on the 1st at 4 p.m. Main Street Noise and Traffic Special Meeting comes up also on the 1st at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the deadline for the September grant applications for the Cornwall Foundation are due today. September 3rd, we'll find the Cornwall Open Studio from 1 until 5 p.m. The September 1st Ancrum Planning Board meeting has been canceled. A reminder that the Lime Rock Historic Festival kicks off on Thursday this year with the 17-mile tour through the area. It leaves the Lime Rock Park on Thursday at about 4:30, travels to Lakeville, then to Salisbury, turns around at Noble Horizons, back through Salisbury, and then to Falls Village for a party in the center of town. Of course, Friday, Saturday, and Monday feature lots of events at Lime Rock Park. And let's not forget, it's the Goshen Fair. That runs September 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,790.87. The NASDAQ at 11,883.14. And the S&P 500 at 3986.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.